a form of notification that would allow the plantation owner to complete a form, which would then go onto the register, which would be on our website, which would then allow the neighbouring grape growers and wine producers to have a look on the website and see what prescribed burn forms were on that register, to give them some indication of when their neighbours, if you like, their neighbouring farmers, were intending to set fire to their trash heaps or windrows or stumps or leaflet or whatever the case may be. So the advice that we received was that if the Shire was seen to be too proactive in its approach to this particular problem, then it may create an expectation that the Shire would act with all due care with respect to the interests of grape growers at all times. And clearly, we didn't want to put ourselves in a position where potentially, if this particular matter ended up in court, that we would be in a position where we'd need to try and defend our actions, which at the end of the day are really only intended to open up lines of communication between the farmers and the grape growers.
So, for example, a permitted burn was listed on the register and a neighbouring vineyard was concerned about the possibility of smoke tanked.
Yep.
What happens then?
Okay, it's incumbent on the grape grower to contact the farmer who has indicated on this register his intention to ignite plantation trash or windrows or whatever the nature of the burn is, and have a discussion with him, because it may be that the grape grower is at the point of taking his grapes off and he simply needs to have the conversation with the farmer to say, look, I intend to harvest the grapes next week or the week after. Is there any possibility that you could delay the burn? And that is a simple process that we think should be accomplished at just a common sense level.
Could this potentially lead to conflict between two opposing landowners?
Look, I don't think so. I think what we've had in the past is that there has never been a format or a system in place where the grape growers knew who or when a plantation burn was to occur. At least this way, it is now a requirement for anyone who intends to burn a plantation timber of whatever sort to register their intent on this register. Unless they do that, the fire control officer will not issue a permit to burn under Section 18 of the Bushfires Act.
If someone did register the burn went forward, and then there was a smoke taint damage, could there be legal implications for that?
Well, look, I guess potentially I suppose the answer is yes, but then grape grower or the wine producer would then need to prove, I suppose beyond any reasonable doubt, that the smoke that caused the taint or the damage to the grapes came from a particular farm.
And then from the perspective of, say, a cropping farmer needing to prepare for seeding in April, if they weren't allowed to clean their property, then that could potentially stall their production.
That's correct. We've got two competing interests here. We've got the grape growers who are keen to obviously get their grapes off without being tainted, understandably, and we've got the farmers who are keen to turn their huge investment back into a some sort of cropping that provides for a return on that investment. So it's very much about economics.
And are you hopeful that this register will ease some of these tensions?
I think it's a pretty good start, but it's probably not perfect necessarily, and I think as we go forward, there's probably an opportunity for us to improve the actual form itself. I think, you know, there's a recognition that this is probably an evolving process. We've already made a couple of minor modifications to the form that have really just been simply common sense modifications or adjustments. But look, I think what this does, it opens up communication channels between the interests of both the farmers and the grape growers. And I'm hoping that this provides a solution so that we don't continue with fractured relationships across the region.
Within Western Australia, the Great Southern and the Southwest are huge wine producers. Do you see or have you heard of this smoke taint issue within the March period as being an issue for other areas or other shires?
No, look, I haven't. I know that further south we go, down around Pemberton and Denmark and down around Plantagenet, it doesn't seem to be as topical as it is within the Franklin River wine region. But certainly, you know, from the Shire's point of view and certainly my perspective as the CEO, I've really tried to focus on trying to find a solution to the issue that's facing us at Franklin River.